pause in administering Johnson & Johnson shots, but the White House is holding out the move as a validation of the president's measured approach during the rollout. Biden administration officials pointed to the action by the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as proof that they're putting safety first. There's concern about the effect on those Americans who are already leery of all virus vaccines, but Biden said there's enough that's 100% safe for every single solitary American. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money, whether it's just for you or for an entire family. MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Our long string of nice days, quiet days, are ending. We're dry this morning, but clouds are increasing. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by this afternoon and tonight. Upper 70s for a high today, upper 50s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, risk of showers mainly early in the day. Then it turns much cooler during the day with high around 71. We'll be in the upper 40s Thursday night. Wow, what a big change after upper 80s yesterday. Upper 60s for a high on Friday is the best we can do. Risk of some showers from time to time Friday, but I think showers will become likely on Saturday again. It won't rain all day. Isolated showers perhaps on Sunday. Right now this morning, we have already 69 degrees. Very, very comfortable at 903.
Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. So what's going on today?
Oh, we're going to talk about what the Senate here in Alabama, the state Senate, did in the wee hours of the night.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking that any day now, those casinos and the lottery is going to be a thing. You know, that's going to be a thing.
Well, let's throw it into the House. We'll see what the House does with it. And I know the governor would like something to happen.
Right?
And I was warning folks the last few days, hey, something's going to happen here in this last few days of the session.
When does the session end, by the way?
No. 2 weeks from now. I think it's only like
12 days or something.
You think the House will have a chance to take this up before?
Oh, yeah. Now, there's going to be some negotiating.
Oh, shenanigans.
I know.
Some horse trading.
There'll be some money. Let me put it this way.
There might even be some.
There'll be some pressure from.
There'll be some grease palms.
Oh, there might even be some scheming.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. That's
possibly some dirty dealing.
Maybe. Maybe. But I didn't know this was even up for. I didn't know this was going on in the Senate.
Yeah, it was going to be a clean lottery bill, and then they worked sort of deals behind the scenes, and then the guy proposed the lottery bill's like, hey, I'll take that amendment, and I'll put it on my lottery bill. Nice. We'll push this baby through. Then we'll pass the constitutional amendment. We'll send it to the House, and then we'll see what the House does. But I think the House has been having meetings, you know, around these parts.
So ahead of time, perhaps?
Yeah, with the governor and senators. I think it'll work.
You think there's a chance that it could happen, huh?
I think it'll happen.
All right. It'd be interesting.
Hope so.
But me saying that's actually a way to do
all
it.
All our money is going over to the state line into Georgia and Florida. And,
we already got, though, we got liquor to be delivered. So if we can get lottery tickets and then liquor and lottery delivered, never leaving the House.
Yeah, right. No, that would be good for everybody if you never left the House.
No, I'll work remote.
But really, seriously, all that money that we are, are driving over the state line to buy a lottery ticket.
The amazing amount of people that go over there when it really gets really high.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you see the traffic, and that's the only reason they're going.
And those places along the state line,
cashing in on it.
Yeah, and the liquor store's over right across the street.
Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact.
While you're there, you might as well get, because there's, I know for me personally, there's beer over there that I can't get anywhere here.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that healthy?
Canadian beer. Yeah, it's very healthy.
Canadian beer?
Yeah, exactly. Moosehead and Labatt's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I remember here at Labatt's.
Yeah.
I'm from Ohio, so.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
He's a Southern Labatt's. Canadian, is what he is.
No, but I've spent my whole life here in the Deep South. You know, I mean, I was eight. I left Ohio when I was 18.
18?
Yeah.
For Alabama?
Yeah. No. For Southern Miss.
Oh.
I got a scholarship at Southern Miss. And that's what.
Almost went there.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I went to Auburn.
Oh,
I got a scholarship for creative writing to Southern Miss. And I decided, I'll go to Auburn.
Yeah.
I probably should have gone to Southern Miss.
And look at you now. Both of you guys are looking across the table from each other. Different directions, but right.
I'll tell you what, the scholarships were pretty amazing. That's why this Ohio boy ended up there.
So. Well, at that time, too, we were trying to... We used to call people from Ohio Yankees. Well, I've been to Ohio enough to know that it's... A lot of Alabamians there in Ohio.
Yeah.
The mullet is still big.
The mullet?
The mullet.
Well, I'm going to put some Molly Hatchet on, and we're going to start this show.
It's a rock and roll capital of the world.
Thank you.
Ohio.
Thank you. That's right.
Yep.
Well, Rich, right. I hope you have a good day.
Have a good one, buddy.
Bye, Chase, wherever you are.
He's over here rubbing. He's ready to go.
I like that dog. News and views from 9 till noon begins officially here in mere moments.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Senate has approved lottery and casino legislation. Senators voted 23-9 Tuesday for the proposed constitutional amendment that would establish a state lottery and allow 9 casino sites in the state. The bill now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. Montgomery police have arrested a man following the death of his 5-month-old child. 20-year-old Ricardo Ocana is charged with capital murder in the death of 5-month-old Austin Flora. Ocana is being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. And Johnston Taylor, the teen charged in the wreck that killed Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula in 2019, has been granted youthful offender status. He is charged with 2 counts of manslaughter. His arraignment is now set for April 28th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1-hour loan approvals. That's right, 1-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Lottery, casino, gaming, sports betting. Let it ride, baby. Let it ride. The Alabama Senate. In the wee hours of the night, because, you know, I'm an old soul. I'm also becoming an old man at 30 years old.
Going to bed at 8 o'clock yet?
Yeah, it's like,
Yeah.
Like I can just feel the weight of everything I know. And it's just dragging
me down.
Getting
heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just so much I know that I can't share. Yeah, sure.
Right.
Sure. But yeah, they added all sorts of gaming to the clean lottery bill.
Okay.
Senator McClendon's bill. I believe it would now be 9 locations. There will be a bid process where local operators who have been operating in a gray area doing electronic bingo, is that what they call these slot machines?
Yeah, I believe so.
They would have last bid privilege.
Okay. How's that work, Joe? Explain that to me.
Essentially, anybody can come in and bid for the license.
Okay.
And the very last time, all the bids come in, you're going to go to the local operator, you, Eddie, at Eddie's, crapshoot.
Right.
And you're going to be like, hey, Eddie, here's all the bids. Here's the highest one.
If I can beat it.
You've got a final chance to beat this highest bid. We've closed other open bids. You can now, if you want to pony up the money.
I can beat it by a dollar.
I don't know.
I'd be ticked if
but
I.
You get the general idea.
Yeah.
And there is one carve-out, I believe, for Jackson DeKalb County for the Porch Creek Indians.
Oh, okay.
They'll get final bid on that one. And the governor will have to do a compact. It's essentially what Del Marsh proposed before, but more locations and more of an open bid process.
I like the open bid process.
I do. I think it is an improvement. Yeah, and I think this is also why it passed the Senate with big numbers.
Have they said anything about the licensing? Because remember before, the bill had it in there that we would basically finance the license to you.
These are things we need to check because it was done last night. I was at dinner with Jack.
Did y'all get it done?
Get what done?
This bill. Is that what y'all were doing? That wasn't y'all?
What did we talk about?
I'm sorry.
There's things we talk about on air and off air.
Is this thing on? My bad.
Gum it, Eddie.
My bad.
No, Jack, there's rumor that Jack is actually going to join us sometime this week. Call. He wants to call. He wants to talk to the folks himself. He's tired of me just giving updates. He is getting better. But he wants to, you know, make his voice heard, even for a minute or two. The folks can see his progress.
That is awesome.
And I'm all for it. So stay tuned. I'll give you an exact date and time. Maybe Friday. Maybe at 11
o'clock. Friday would be great.
I'm not sure yet, but maybe Friday at 11 o'clock, Jack Campbell's going to call in. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see. And we'll get into all the details of this bill as more comes to light. But we already have a bunch of calls, 272-9228. Let's start with Tiger. Hey, Tiger.
Hey, how you doing? I see you set up the table real nice with the lottery stuff. But can I talk about what's going on in Minnesota for a second?
Could you call back?
Definitely.
Please do.
All right.
In just a little while. Well, I'm happy to talk about it. Clint.
Hey, Clint.
Good morning, guys. What's up? How are you?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Man, you guys talking about a mullet.
Yeah, not the fish.
No, a haircut.
Right.
Where's George Clark at? He don't like mullets.
No, I think Joe would sport a mullet.
What? Given it, what words came out of my mouth, Clint?
Yeah.
That made you think I don't like mullets.
Well, I'm just asking. Buddy.
And didn't I tell you to get out of town before sundown yesterday?
You did.
Did you?
No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here. But first time I met Joy, his hair is longer than mine. So there you go.
Well, I grew
my
up.
My hair is longer than yours.
I grew up and I cut mine off. You're still rocking a mullet, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
And you're still in town. You're still in the county? Call Sheriff Cunningham. You're like, we got this rascal still here.
Come arrest me. I've been arrested before.
Hey, your big ride's coming up, Clint?
Yes, sir, it is. But hey, on this lottery bill, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we're in the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. What's the problem with Alabama having a lottery? I mean, Georgia has one. Tennessee has one.
If Georgia jumped off the bridge, would you jump off a bridge, too?
Well, and it sounds like the Alabama Senate agrees with you, Clint. And it looks like the governor agrees with you. And we'll see if the House here in the state agrees with you. And then the people of Alabama will have a chance to have their say. You included, even you with that mullet.
Yeah, put it to the vote if the people want it.
That's where it's going.
This is crazy. The government is trying to control us. We can have what we can, have what they say we can have. It's out of control. You know, every state has their own government. Let us do what we want to do. The federal government has no control. Mm-hmm. You know, do you know what the job is of the federal government? Tell me.
You want me to give you a Civics 101 lesson on the federal government right now?
The federal government has only two responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And they are national defense,
mm-hmm,
and commerce.
Regulating interstate commerce, yeah.
Yeah, with other nations and other countries. And that,
promote
that
the general
is
welfare,
only,
expand, you know, domestic tranquility, all these things. Yes.
No, that depends on the state. Our federal government on national defense and commerce with other nations and countries. Every other business is in within the state,
yeah,
of our state. We make our own rules, our own laws.
Well, that sounds supposed to work. Is that how it actually works?
No.
That's the way it's meant to work.
Right.
By our founding fathers.
Yeah, but there have been some things that have happened since then. And
they ain't here no more.
Yes, sir.
It seems like the role of the U.S. federal government is to completely dominate its North American states and then also the rest of the world.
And occasionally put their thumb in my eye.
And call it defense. While we also, we provide for the national defense, but we also have homeland security. Wait, I thought national defense was homeland security. What are you doing?
That's the code.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day. Enjoy.
Yeah.
I ain't going to bother you much no more. I'm going to get out of the state. So.
You're still allowed to call. Just don't call within this zip code.
Call from Houston.
I will. Yeah. Later, guys.
Later, buddy.
Thanks, Clint. 272-9228. Crawdad.
What's up, Crawdad?
You know, that thing about the defending the coastline and the rights of the people versus the rights of the government at large to tell us what's good for us. That whole thing about the shores of Tripoli.
Yes.
Where the president sent the Marines for the first time to a foreign place because it was defending commerce. Trade Tripoli. That was about the Ivory Coast and the Barbary Pirates.
Indeed.
But anyway, that's history.
Oh, no, and it's a great moment in history where Jefferson is criticizing when Adams is president. And Adams is trying to appease them in a way. It's actually one thing atheist sites where Adams, like, we're not explicitly a Christian nation, which is technically right, but we're all, you know, they were all Christians who founded us.
Right.
And run on that tradition. And then Adams, he thinks he's got this deal with them. Essentially, you pay them off. And Jefferson, though, the whole time is like, hey, you need to stop building up all these naval frigates. Like, you're wasting the Treasury's money, John. Stop it. And as soon as Jefferson becomes president, he's like, thank God we got these ships. Let's go use them. Yeah. Beginning of the proud tradition of the Marines, for sure.
And the founding fathers call themselves deists, and I looked into that. I can't really argue with it, because who can really know what God's face looks like?
Sure. A few of them.
Joey, earlier you were at, you know, about the state telling us what we can and cannot do, and the argument of whether we being in the Bible Belt, if that's a real issue concerning gambling and so on. I think that the core of that is where it's part of the creed, lead us not into temptation. You know? And gambling definitely leads people into temptation. But on the other hand, it's your choice to whether you're going to go buy a lottery ticket. And I don't consider buying a lottery ticket a sin, personally. I don't. I look at that other side of the coin, which is a fool and his money are soon parted.
Yes.
If you're going to throw money away, put it back in the coffer so that we can do something else with the money that you threw away that we gave you to begin with.
Right. And also, when you say lead us not into temptation, I'm thinking of a prayer everybody knows. It's cross-denomination. Our Father. And I don't think we're referring to the government when we say Our Father, lead us not into temptation.
No.
Yeah. I was thinking of that movie.
What movie?
Deliver Us from Eva.
But I personally,
I would
definitely like to see more casinos and more gambling. And then that which comes with having such a thing, state troopers would have more business pulling people over on the side of the road as they have left and gone to go home.
Well, not only that, just the general income of those casinos that will have employees there. There will be tax revenue generated.
They're estimating a lot.
Right.
I don't ever
believe their estimates. But
sure.
Granted, it will be. I don't know necessarily like a boom, but it'll be something different and income that we not currently have. So it'll be new income.
That would be nice. We need it. Now, being that Alabama has only one recognized tribe, Quartz Creek, would that preclude any other Native Americans who wanted to step in and play the game? Would that keep them out from doing it?
I think it would go to federal recognition, and as far as I know, I think the only players in the game right now in Alabama would be the Porch Creek. Now, you could get tribes from other states and other parts of the country.
That's what I was thinking, because the Iroquois upstate they've been doing a little casino activity too, I understand.
Yeah, there is going to be an open bid process, so I think any big company or any big tribe can try to get in on some of these bids and licenses.
Well, the Porch Creek have done pretty good for Alabama in other areas. I'll say that. And there's a lot to be said about that band of Indians down there, that what they've done, not just in Escambia County, but around the state as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see. There are a lot of moving parts here. This just happened last night. So I'm not making a final decision on
it. If I can ask one other before I go. This started in the Senate, is that kind of normally in reverse, that it got passed through the Senate and now it goes to the House?
No. My read on Alabama politics is, unless you're talking about the Education Trust Fund and General Fund where they swap each year who originates it, bills can originate from either House or either chamber.
Okay. And so normally would it originate in the Senate, or normally would it have originated overnight? I guess it's whose palm you crossed the most first. But do you think it's going to pass once it gets over into the House?
I think it will, actually.
Well,
I think they've been making a lot of deals behind the scenes.
You think it's going to pass as it stands, or we got a few more changes?
Oh, more changes are coming.
Me too.
But there's been a lot of scheming.
Joey.
Because I can just envision...
In the Bible Belt.
I can envision a big casino down in Perdido right now just pulling folks from Mississippi and Florida to Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fixing to freak out Flower Child. I'm going to sell my land on Lake Jordan and let a big casino come up there.
We got to talk, Eddie, you and me, about me and Igloo.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, later, buddy.
Bye.
A Lake Jordan casino? Can you imagine?
Oh, I can imagine quite a lot. But you running it?
Oh, no. I'm getting my money. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to live somewhere where there's a casino on the lake.
Stick to residential, big boy. You know, I give Eddie a lot of crap, folks. And
really?
All this really is when Eddie's not around, all this stuff, all this negativity gets directed back at me, just in my head. So Eddie allows me to just push that out
him. You can lash it out and process it.
And the good news is he deserves it. So,
wow.
It works out. We'll be right back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388. Trust Mays Heating and Air. They've been in business for 35 years.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Five things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interests. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or bogoodson@charter.net.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The conductor's out.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Captain John from Prattville gave us a call. Hey, Captain John, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are y'all doing this morning?
I'm doing all right.
Good. It got my attention this time with the Senate passing the lottery bill at such a, you know, a good margin. So right. I'm a little interested now. I'm 62. I've lived in Alabama my whole life. So we've seen it a few times, you know, get passed up there. And I'm wondering a couple of things. I'm going to look into it as well, you know, on Google. But what they plan to put the money to, like when they – you know, get the lottery and get the money in hand if they're going to, you know, help the schools.
It,
you know,
it maps to the original plan Del Marsh had. So a lot of the lottery money will go to scholarships for college education, essentially.
Okay, that's good.
And there I need to look because I heard there might want changes where it's a clawback provision. It's more like we'll forgive your loan if you stay and work in the state. We don't want taking money and then moving immediately.
There might be time. As time goes on, it would be good to spread that out on, you know, all the schools, the lower grades, high schools, you know, just help the kids because parents have to spend so much money on things for their kids the schools, you know, just can't get. The other thing is that I'm curious about, since we may have a chance this time, is how long, like when a lottery starts, how long is it before they have any money that they can give to a winner? I mean, that money comes from the people buying the tickets, am I correct? The award, the win, when you win money?
Yes.
I wonder how long that'll be. Have y'all got any experience with that?
I don't necessarily. And I'm looking at a breakdown. This is just more general. These scholarships, high-speed broadband internet access, they want rural health care, mental health care, agricultural programs, roads, bridges, and more. Essentially, everything in the general fund, plus a little bit of education. So.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. And one final thing. I see quite a bit in the surrounding states. We're completely, the Alabama state border is completely surrounded by lottery states. And I travel. I drive a tour bus part-time now. I was semi-retired last month. But, you know, I go all these states. And I see so many close to the state lines, within 10 miles of the state lines on, you know, in the other states, Alabama tags. At convenience stores, because you can buy the tickets at the gas station or whatever. So, you know, there's just, and then as you go further, about 10 miles in, you don't see the Alabama tags anymore.
It's right there at the border. That's right.
Oh, my God, there's so many. So, anyway, that's all I had today, guys.
Well, I appreciate it, Captain John.
Thanks, man.
You keep reviewing it. I'll keep reviewing it. We'll meet later.
Okay, well, thanks for the show. Really appreciate you.
272-9228. And just a reminder to my sidekick here this morning.
If you're going
to
cough, please leave the room.
Please, if you're going to cough, leave the room. This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. They are a fine antique and estate jewelry store located right here in the heart of the River Region in Montgomery, Alabama. They've been specializing in antique jewelry pieces for over 40 years, and Troop Booth grew up in the family business, then went on to be trained at the Gemological Institute of America, and it is truly because of Troop Booth's expertise, his network of hundreds of buyers and sellers in the antique and estate jewelry market across the country. But that expertise, that networking, allows him to offer you incredible prices on one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces, as well as offering you great deals on jewelry you'd like to sell to him. So, if you're interested in selling to him, call him at 260-0066 or set up an appointment online at heirloomjewelers.com. And you show up on the appointed day and time over at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. Troop will look over, you know, what you brought in. Now, on gold and diamonds, you're going to get top dollar, but even the so-called junk pieces, you don't want to just throw that away. Just go take it to the jewelry expert, Troop Booth, and you might still get a pretty penny for that stuff. And if you agree to the value that he offers you then and there, you get paid right then and there. And then also, when you're buying in person or online at heirloomjewelers.com, be sure to use the promo code Joey.
Joey!
J-O-E-Y. Especially for some of these, like, Eddie was showing me this incredible antique, brooch or almost,
yeah.
It could be like a tie bar as well or a lapel.
And it opened up a sword.
Yeah.
It opened up, man, it was cool.
Yeah, it was like a Trojan sword.
Yes.
It was
from the late 1800s.
Yeah, and I'll put it this way. Something that antique, something that delicately made, it's going to cost you a good bit of money, but it's worth that money. And with 10% off, that's a deal, folks. Just think it through. These big ticket jewelry items, 10% off with the promo code Joey.
Joey
saves you a lot of money. It's a great deal from Troop Booth. So check them out today. Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers, fantastic sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Oh, the phones are all lit up. Let's start with John. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I may be skeptical, but I would think the lottery would have a better chance passing in a standalone bill. But since I've been on hold for that short amount of time, maybe it'll turn into a local issue with the if 9 sites are up for consideration. Maybe, it, like I said, it'll turn into a statewide local thing for those communities. But that's still...
Right. And the last bid provision for the current operators is very interesting, how that could... If y'all want to be the ones, you know, you've been operating, you want to continue, you got to pay up, which is an interesting aspect.
But I'm still kind of iffy if it will pass the populace vote when it becomes a
right.
You know, open to the people, with it being combined with a you know, gambling as opposed to just a education lottery. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think there is still an element of the population out there who does not like the full gaming aspect. For sure. But we'll see. I mean, right. Last time we voted on this as a public, it was just lottery, right? 1999?
Yeah, it's been forever.
Correct.
Times.
Yeah, and the world didn't end after then, so
true,
we still got to revisit the issue. I appreciate it, John. 272-9228. Let's go to Dennis. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing, Dennis?
Pretty good. You know, you talked about the mullet. You know, y'all were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
You know, you remember Gomer Pyle?
Yes, sir.
Vaguely. I more remember Greg Goodell doing a Gomer Pyle impersonation.
I remember Gomer Pyle very well.
Well, you know, on the show they had a character by the name of Sergeant Carter.
Carter. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he played by Vince Sutton.
Vince Sutton. Reminded me of my dad growing up. I used to think he was Sergeant Carter.
Yeah, he had a flat top haircut, right?
Yes, sir.
Joey, you don't try to sport that. I think that would look cool, man.
A flat top?
Yeah.
But I don't wear military boots. I don't wear combat boots.
That doesn't matter. I kind of like this guy's idea. What's the worst
you don't have to
throw it out.
You don't have to be military. Conway Twitty had one.
I mean, oh, yes, he did. He had a beauty one, too. Ooh,
yeah.
At one point, he had the big bouffant. You ought to think about that, too.
Yeah, but have you seen... Dennis, I don't know if you've ever seen my face. Eddie's seen it because he's sitting right here. And
face.
And I'll just put it this way. The way my facial structure works with a flat top haircut, I'm going to look like a lesbian. It's not going to be great.
I think you're going to look more... who's
an overweight one at that.
Who's the guys that ride the bikes? Mormons?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd look more Mormonish with a flat top.
Flat top?
Well, I mean, you know...
Clean shaven, too.
Well, and I imagine it's convenient. Easy to, you know, keep up.
Yeah, wake and walk with that bad boy.
Yeah.
Well, with the Conway Twitty flat top and the Freddie Mercury mustache, I mean, absolutely.
Oh, he's a looker. You won't be hitchhiking along, buddy.
And then I'll start traveling to all sorts of bars and dives and taverns singing Conway Twitty cover songs. Might even throw, whatever. I appreciate the call.
Well, all you'd have to do is walk in the door and go, "Hello, darling."
I'd love to lay you down. All right.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Dennis. 272-9228. Gotta hit this break. Randy, Soldier Boy, Suzelle, others. 272-9228. Y'all hold on. We'll be right back with more News and Views from 9 till noon. Talking this new gambling bill, what it might mean for the future of the state. And this, in my mind, is not the final product that will be presented to the people to vote on, so I haven't made a final decision. We'll see what happens when it gets to the House of Representatives.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want, and the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/start saving. Now that's fuel for good.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Folks, we'll get back to news and views in just a moment. But first, let's make time for Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Motors. How are you this morning, sir?
Hey, how you doing? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Doing well. Doing well. Hope you are. What do you got going on there?
Hey, come down to the Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. We've got 299 leases on Ram 1500s, 2021 Challengers, 2021 and 2021 Grand Cherokees. On the Grand Cherokee, you can lease a Grand Cherokee for as little as $279 a month. And that is a cheap lease on a loaded-up Grand Cherokee. And also, for anybody who's looking for a career, not just a job, we have an immediate need for qualified service technicians at all of our dealerships. That's Chrysler, Kia, and Infiniti, from Express Lube to MasterTech. These are great-paying jobs. We'll provide training. We'll help you get certified. And this is a great place to work. So if you want to be a technician, give us a call.
Yeah, check them out online at brubaker.com. But definitely stop by the Boulevard for great deals on vehicles, but also a great career opportunity.
Amen. Thanks, Joey.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We had a nice string of warm, storm-free days. Now, big changes are on the way. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by this afternoon and tonight. High in the upper 70s, low tonight around 57. Tomorrow, a lot cooler with a high around 71. Friday's high only in the upper 60s after a morning low in the 40s. Risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time just about every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even a small chance Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Randy is up next. Hey, Randy. Randy.
Randy.
Randy, you're on the air.
I think he's 30 seconds behind us.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. Randy?
Hey, Randy.
All right, then. Let's go to Tootie. Hey, Tootie.
What's up, Tootie?
I thought maybe it was me and you had our names.
Yeah, I know.
I got it right today.
Anyway, I was on a rant. I didn't realize I wasn't on the air.
But rant away.
I might go through a dead zone. I'm over here on Wears Ferry, getting close to, the Lagoon Park post office.
Okay.
My phone doesn't work, and it's Verizon. I don't know what it is.
Anyway,
you know, there was a guy a couple of callers back that said something about that, you know, if you've been operating on the fringe, your casinos, that you're going to have to pay up. And if that means that they have back fees or whatever, or penalizing them for operating with illegal machines, you know, I don't think that the state should do that. That's a form of extortion or bribes. One reason is because the Alabama Supreme Court back in, I think it was 2015, ruled that those machines were illegal. And Luther Strange, I heard him on Mark Montiel's show, said he gave McGregor 30 days to shut him down, or he was going to go out and confiscate him. The next thing you know, he's in the Senate, and Bentley walks free. But, you know, what about that? You know, how can we allow them to even do this, first of all, without some sort of regulations, which is there any regulating in that? If you go to the Nevada Gaming Commission's website, they have over 500 pages of rules and regulations. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can just mirror that. It's probably a pretty good one.
Yes.
But I bet you that there's nothing that stipulates anything about payouts or anything for this. We're getting ready to give these people a free hand. One of the probably only places on the planet where something like this exists. And without any public viewing of it, you know, they do this stuff at night. They sneak it out just like they did the bill that put McGregor out of business, changing it, going from one committee to the other. And then somebody called it. You know, one guy was talking about Perito Bay, you know, putting one up down there. David Bronner had a dog in that fight. What if he wanted to put a casino in the Renaissance, a small one? You know, you can't do that. And, you know, for these people in the legislature to allow this to happen, they should all be purged and ran out of office.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably one of the most corrupt bills to ever come through Alabama. If they don't just completely be open with it and clean it up. And that's my comment, Joy.
Well, thank you, Tootie.
Appreciate it.
272-9228. I'm looking at language here. Very much mirrors the original bill Del Marsh put in, but expanded the, you know, when he had the
cartel
rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Well, it expanded the allowed locations.
Okay.
It would now authorize casino gaming, Jefferson County, Mobile County, Macon County, Greene County, Houston County, and Jackson or DeKalb County. The licenses for these sites would go to the highest responsible bidder, with existing operators in those counties getting the right to make the final bid. For the Jackson, DeKalb site, the Porch Creek Band of Indians would have the right to the final bid. And there is enabling legislation that was passed. That's why folks like certain folks, we've gotten to know Senator Barfoot, for instance, he was a no initially, now is a yes, because the enabling legislation was put in place. There is a lot more regulation through the commission. Now, this is going to open up a whole new, let's say, lane of inside politics. It's already been operating in the state. It almost formalizes it in a way. But we'll see. This is not the final thing. It will be marked up in the House before it ever makes it to the people or to the governor's desk. So we will see where they go with it, what changes they may make. Let's go to Suzelle. Hey, Suzelle.
Hey, good morning, Joey.
Morning.
How are y'all this morning?
All right.
Good. You actually touched on my point, and thank you for bringing that up on this gambling bill. And this is the thing. It's not a moral thing, because you can't legislate morals. But if you were to go to all the things in which gambling brings and how it affects families, mm-hmm. and so forth like that, you could easily make that case as well. But the case I want to make to the people in this gambling bill and bringing gambling to Alabama is the same case that we've always made. If you open up Alabama to gaming, then we will never have a voice in the legislature again as the people, because the gaming money is so fluid and so much that it will never again allow us to have enough legislators that are not touched by the gaming money, and therefore we will lose our voice. And people need to realize this. For someone that has been around the legislature for many years and trying to keep the family voice and the small businesses' voices alive in Alabama, there will not be a voice anymore once Alabama becomes a full gaming state. Now, the Pandora box has been opened up. I am still praying that, that this will certainly, it will be revealed to the public, this side of it, how important it is that we keep our voices in the legislature. Every state does not have to be a gambling state. There's something to be said to recruit businesses to states that are considered family-oriented as well. Mm-hmm. And there's already, I know for this for a fact, there's already gaming companies that are biting at the, just licking their chops to get into Alabama down on the Mobile port. So listen, I am especially disappointed. Let me just say this. I'm especially disappointed in Senator Barfoot because he ran on the conservative Christian value voice. Mm-hmm. Well, all I can say, Senator Will Barfoot, is when you make those promises to the people and probably to God too, you should keep those promises. We are extremely disappointed in your vote. But hey, maybe everything changed that you got elected. And that's my comment for the day.
Thank you, Suzelle. It's been a while since we've gotten caller rants.
Yeah, I know.
It's good. It's good. I'd imagine Senator Barfoot would disagree with your estimation of his vote here. And
if you'd like to call and rant on Joey, feel free to call 272-9228. I'm sure there's some people who'd like to tell you a thing or two.
Oh, I'm sure.
Since you hide from them in public.
Oh, I'd love to hear from the big brains out there.
Sit in your castle on high in Forest Hills and look down on the Montgomeryans. I know.
That I rent? Yeah, I rented it with sterling silver.
Bitcoin.
First, the landlord said 30 pieces. I'm like, hey, I'll do it for 20. Don't bring up 30 pieces of silver to me.
Hey, how much do you tip your landlord, by the way?
I don't. I pay rent.
I think we should start tipping landlords. Real big in Europe.
What the heck is wrong with you? We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
One day I'll slap the bass this way. Actually, I'm getting there. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. We've got a little time here to field some more calls. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to Randy. Hey, Randy.
Here 6 times.
Hey, Randy.
Here 3 times.
Randy, are you there?
Hey, Randy.
Randy.
I think we lost him.
Yeah. Joel.
Hey, I'm sorry I turned in when Suzelle was talking because she's a friend, but I'm going to tell you, talking like an idiot, Will Barfoot is probably one of the most conservative, most Christian people up there in the legislature. So just because he voted for the gambling don't mean he's going to hell for it.
Yeah, I try not to judge where certain folks are going. I mean, certain calls, it's like,
you kind of know.
Yeah, certain people are like, you know.
And like I said, Suzelle has been a friend for years, but she's too judgmental on these things. But that's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, Joel.
Like I said, been a while since we've had caller rants. It's fun.
I like it.
I enjoy it. And really, if you ever got something you just need to get off your chest and tell me, I'm game.
So,
unless it's really going to sting, then I don't want to do that.
That's going to say some, maybe some ex-lovers might call you.
Oh, that would be miserable for me. It might be entertaining for the audience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Goodness. 272-9228. But thankfully, I'm not trying to run for United States Senate, so nobody's trying to air my dirty laundry.
I think the only reason we're thankful for that.
My goodness. You know, the closer I really do get to watching state politics, the more I try to become sophisticated. Maybe I'm succeeding. Maybe I'm failing in that regard. The more I'm confirmed that this is a big protection racket. It's a big club and you ain't in it.
Yep.
Now, one thing that's surprising is when you meet a lot of politicians, especially at the local level, these are actually very, for the most part, intelligent, engaging, talented people who have unique stories, and they're a lot of fun to have a meal with and, you know, have a conversation.
Okay.
But what happens is everybody's got to work together. And I view things like the Senate, especially, say, the United States Senate, that team of 100.
Mm-hmm.
It is, it's like the Senate's always been, not just of this country, but Senates of old. It's the powerful, the privileged, and they have to make deals for the sake of the nation. And we're going to continue to get deals for our own good. For our own good. We'll see what comes out of the House here and what markups are made to this bill. It's an improvement. I'll give them that. And I've been told not to make the perfect the enemy of the good. We're denied perfection on this side of the Garden of Eden. But I would have some more questions before I would ever support this. We'll see. We'll see. Oh, let's go to Adam real quick. Hey, Adam.
What's up, Adam?
Oh, hey. Enjoy your show.
Thanks, sir.
I just wanted to make a comment.
All right.
I can remember, I'm from Ellic City, Alabama. And I can remember back several years ago, I was in a service station,